Born in the 50s and growing up in the 60s and 70s, my childhood, like a lot of you guys, was spent watching TV. Yes, I watched ball games all the time, but I also, as I was younger, loved getting up on Saturday mornings and watching The Lone Ranger. But even then, I realized something that I carry to this day. It struck me, even as a boy, that The Lone Ranger was really never alone. He was always fighting evil, but rarely was he successful on his own. And there's a lesson in there for us today as men. And that's what we'll be talking about today on the 1 Million Husbands podcast. You know, today we're talking about the myth of the Lone Ranger, but we learn lessons from that mythical character. And one of those for us is the fact that he needed help. There are a lot of episodes I remember that he would find himself in a pickle and he would need the help of Tonto and even his horse, Silver. And we're no different. We need help. We can't do it alone, and God didn't design us to be Lone Rangers. Well, culture has changed since the Wild West and yesteryear. And back then, there really was an interdependence on one another for everything, building homesteads to mentoring kids, and often the very survival of a community depended on mutual care and support. But today, as you know, we live in a more individualistic culture, relying more on ourselves. And, you know, culture is teaching our sons the art of what I'd call disconnectedness. You know, we even see this in the church as well. There are some that don't see the need for church and really never get planted in a church, or they may commit to a church but keep their distance, what they would consider to be a safe distance. And there are even those that are committed to a church, to a fellowship, to a body, but choose to not go all in with community. And that's where we are today, and that's what we're kind of talking about. So what happens when life comes hard at us? And it will, and it does. Well, for a lot of guys, they don't rely on the body when they're struggling or in need. They don't rely on the very people that God has put here for us to help us. You know, what happens is they become Lone Rangers, wearing masks, covering up what's really going on in their life. You can't and you weren't designed to do life alone. God created us to help and to serve each other and to need others in our lives. Paul warns us that there's an enemy out there waiting to devour us. He talks about using the analogy of a lion who is prowling about, seeking who he can devour. And that person usually is that object, that prey, are the weakest, who are separated or disconnected. So why do we need community? Why do we need community, especially men? Well, two primary things. One would be accountability, and the other would be encouragement. In my experience, mentoring and counseling and ministering to men as well, and maybe more importantly, as well as in my own personal life, there are two types of negative behavior that a lot of men practice when life becomes a real struggle. The two things that they isolate and or they put on the mask and act as if they've got a handle on everything. And this is where pride is in control. And if that's the case, it leads us down a very slippery slope to trouble, personally, for sure, and in our marriages. We need encouragement and accountability from brothers to protect our weak or our blind side. These brothers need to be guys that are growing or mature in the faith to speak truth into us. Community, when done well, and I'm speaking from experience, community when done well allows for vulnerability and our imperfection. But it also has a requirement, and that requirement is for us to be all in for our growth, but it also asks for help and guidance. So it requires us to be all in for our growth, and it asks for help and guidance. We have to take the initiative, but that again requires the vulnerability and releasing the pride that so easily entangles us. You know, we love to hear that someone's got our back. You know, it's good to be challenged to be the man that God wants me to be, especially when I lose sight of it sometimes. And it's good to be asked how I'm doing. How am I doing leading my wife? And know that I will be held accountable by men that love and care for me. I could give you a list of guys that I have surrounded myself with that I see on a regular basis that do this very thing. But two people in particular, I have a very close group, a couple guys that I have been in fellowship with and community with for years, Steve and Brad. And we don't all have the same, obviously the same profession. We come from life from different angles, come at life from different angles, but we have come and grown together. We have shared life, and some of it's been very difficult, but we've also been there through the victories. And so that's what my experience has been. And so again, we love it when someone is challenging us. And the healthiest men are not lone rangers. They have, though, experienced the benefit of being part of a band of brothers. The structure of community isn't the point. Relationship, that's the point. Relationships are the point. So here's what I want you to do this week. This week, I really want us to consider areas that we're struggling with. And are there men in your life that you can specifically name that you can share these struggles with and ask for prayer and accountability? And accountability is the scary part, because that means they're going to come back to you and ask, how are you doing? Are you taking ground in that area? But even if you're not taking ground as quickly or as easily as maybe you'd like, they're going to love you through it. They're going to encourage you through it and maybe even offer some suggestions. But we need that. But also, are you part of a broader community, a church that can encourage you through the teaching of God's word, through fellowship with other believers? I want you to spend time in prayer about this and ask for a heart that's open to going all in with community. Well, let me pray for us as we close this episode. Our Father in heaven, thank you that you have not only given us your Holy Spirit to guide and walk with us, but other believers to join with as we seek to honor you with our lives. Help us, Lord, to find comfort in you and with those you have brought into our lives. In the holy name of Christ, amen. Well, that's it for this week. Be sure and tell your friends, share with your friends, and invite new friends to the podcast. And, you know, this may be very familiar to a lot of you. Maybe it's a review for a lot of you. But I'm sure there are people in your life, guys, that are new in the faith. And maybe they need to hear this. So I would really appreciate, really encourage you to share this with some new guys, maybe in your groups, maybe in your sphere of influence. And also be sure and follow 1 Million Husbands on Facebook and Instagram. And if you have any questions or thoughts, feel free to email me at 1millionhusbands@gmail.com. I'm Bob Dyer, and this has been the 1 Million Husbands podcast.